Who is your neighbor and how should you treat them? We'll talk about that on this episode of the Gary Zimak Show. Stay right where you are. Here we go. Hey there, welcome to the Friday edition of the program. My name is Gary Zimak, and I am struggling at the moment. I have to tell you, I went to take a sip of my Mystic Monk coffee, which, by the way, is the beverage du jour today. I'm going to try this again because it did not work out well just before the show. And I wear a headset with a microphone for doing this program. It just wasn't working out. My microphone was almost ending up in the coffee. I need to try this again before we continue. Here we go. Okay, that's much better. Boy, I'm relieved. I thought we were going to have major problems. We've got a great show today. Every Friday, we look at the Mass readings from Sunday's Mass. And as I talked about at the start of the program, who is our neighbor? This is the question that Jesus will address in the Gospel, and it's a very important message for us to consider. I've often said that one of my greatest struggles in life is being nice to those people who are not nice to me in return. I don't find that very easy. I know that I have to do it, but it's not something that comes naturally to me. That's why I need the grace of the Lord in order to do that. And even then, sometimes I have a tendency to fight against that grace. That's not a good thing. That's something that I need to work on, and really something that we all need to take into consideration. Jesus is really clear about that. And if we are expecting to get to heaven, then we've got to follow his commands, right? I mean, it's a no-brainer, but it's something that we can easily violate on a daily basis. And it's probably something like this has probably happened to you today or in the not-too-distant future. So we'll talk about it. We'll examine the Mass readings for Sunday of the 15th week in Ordinary Time. Now, we are not quite at the halfway point. There are 33 Sundays in Ordinary Time, plus the 34th Sunday, which is the Solemnity of Christ the King. So we're getting there, but we're not quite at the halfway point yet before we enter into Advent. Once we're done with Ordinary Time, we go into Advent. We've got quite a while yet to do that, but I always like to just give you an idea of where we stand. A quick reminder that if you would like me to come out to your parish to speak or to maybe lead a parish mission or a retreat, please contact me at Gary@followingthetruth.com. That's Gary@followingthetruth.com for information about how to do that. I've recently booked two parish missions for 2017, so it is certainly not too early to start booking Lenten parish missions. If you're interested, please contact me as soon as you can, and let's get this done so that I can come to your parish. I would love to do that. I love speaking all over the U.S. and Canada whenever I can to share the good news. So just contact me if you have any questions. There are also video samples on my website. So if you want to get an idea about the parish missions that I give, just go to followingthetruth.com and you can see some of the speaking samples of my work. I also would like to encourage you, if you believe in the work that I do and you'd like to help me continue, to use the link on my website, followingthetruth.com, to shop at amazon.com. So any of your Amazon purchases, if you use the link on my website, it'll result in a little bit of a profit for me. That helps me whenever you do that. All you need to do is, instead of typing amazon.com, type followingthetruth.com. That's all you need to do. And then click on the Amazon image from there. You'll go into Amazon. Everything will be the same for you. But because you came from my website, it results in a little bit of a profit for me. That's one of the ways that I keep this show free of charge. And it's also one of the ways that I keep my full-time ministry operating by doing that. It sounds simple, but it's really a big deal to me. The other thing that you could do is to purchase Mystic Monk Coffee from my website. And again, there's an image right there. You'll see a Mystic Monk image. Just click on that. Or your donations, your financial donations are critical, especially as we enter the summer months. It is not easy for ministries in the summer because donations fall off drastically. So if you could help me out there, either by becoming a monthly sponsor or by making a one-time donation, I would really appreciate it. You can do all that from followingthetruth.com. Go to donate, and it'll all make sense to you. You can donate securely via PayPal. Let me know if you have any questions. I'd be happy to answer them. And you know what? I'm very grateful that you are willing to support me in this way. I'm very, very honored to be able to do this show, and you are a big part of what I do. I'm not kidding. It's really true. So also, I want to let you know that I am pre-recording these programs. As you listen to this, I am in Tampa, Florida, finishing up a two-day speaking engagement at the IHM Tampa Homeschool Conference. I'll be traveling back to Philly on Saturday, and then God willing, I'll be back here on Monday. So we'll do another week of programming. If you need to get in touch with me, even when I'm traveling, you can always email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. And as I always like to say, I can't promise I'll get back right away, but I will always read your email. If I need to do something, I can act on it. If you need extra prayers or something, I can get right back to you. But when I'm traveling, it takes me a little bit longer to respond to emails. Sometimes I'm able to get right back, but just don't be offended or upset if I don't get back immediately when I'm on the road. Further reminder that beginning in September, we will once again be doing Total Consecration to Jesus through Mary on the program. This year, it's going to be a little different. I've done it 5 years previously on the show using different books, different preparation methods. This year, I'm going to use the best of the best. I'm going to use them all and come up with a method that is completely faithful to St. Louis de Montfort's instructions, and at the same time be dynamic enough that it really helps you to prepare in the best way possible. I think we can get a little stagnant sometimes if we're doing the same preparation every year. So I think it's good to shake things up a little bit. That's what I'm going to do here this year. And as a result, there isn't going to be a book you'll need to purchase or have sent to you. I might blog about some of the material. I can't promise that I'll do that. I have no idea what my travel schedule will be when we're doing the preparation for Total Consecration. But what I will promise you is that this will be a very unique preparation for Total Consecration to Jesus through Mary. And I really, really think that you will benefit greatly from this. So stay tuned for more information, or you can email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. If you need to know more, make sure you get on my mailing list, which is simply by going to my website and then submit your email address. And when you get an email in return, what happens is the email service that I use will send you an email in return. Just make sure you click on the link to show that you're a real person, and that'll make sure you get any emails that I send. Okay? Does that sound good? I don't send too many, as you know, if you're on my email list, but in case I do need to get information, that's the best way to do it. Okay, that's all the news I have today. My mouth is dry. I need to take another sip of my coffee. I just noticed, isn't that an interesting effect when I'm talking into my Mystic Monk coffee mug? This thing is enormous, and it really gives me a nice reverb effect here. Wow. See the kind of things you get on this show? You don't normally get these things when you listen to your typical Catholic program, but you listen to old Gary, you get some crazy stuff. We are going to launch into one of the coolest parts of my show each night when we get to speak to our Heavenly Father. So why don't we do that now? Let's turn to our Heavenly Father. Let's thank Him. Let's praise Him. And let's ask Him for what we need. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for giving us another day. We praise you for your greatness, Father. We praise you for being all-powerful. We acknowledge the fact that you are almighty, that you have created everything out of nothing. And we bless you. We thank you. We give you glory. You are all-powerful. You can do all things. And you love us unconditionally. And for that, Father, we say thank you. We say thank you, and we ask you to use us to accomplish your work. Whatever you need us to do, please use us and grant us the grace that we need to remain faithful to your call. You have called us. You expect us to help you. We would love to do it, but we fall sometimes and we get off the path, so therefore we need your help to continue. We ask for that strength, Father. We ask you to bless us, to bless our family members, to bless all of those around us. Please help anyone who is sick, anyone who is lonely, anyone who is anxious, anyone struggling with doubt or despair, anyone who may be battling an addiction. Anyone who is struggling with religious persecution, dealing with financial difficulties, anyone who may be experiencing homelessness, anyone who might be living in extreme poverty, please help them all, Father. Grant them the grace that they need to continue remaining close to you and to help them with their problems. Father, I turn this program over to you. I ask you to speak through me, to use my voice and my lips and my words to proclaim your message. We also present to you our own personal needs, whatever they may be. We ask you to bless our priests, our religious, our deacons. We ask you to increase vocations and to put an end to abortion. We ask you to bring about peace in the world and an end to terrorism. We pray for all terrorists and ask you that they may have a conversion of heart. We ask for all of these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. We turn to our Blessed Mother, and we ask for her prayers as we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, thank you so much for praying with me. I always love it when we can pray together. Sometimes we feel very helpless, don't we? We feel helpless because we may think that there is nothing we can do in a particular situation. Let me tell you, there's always something that we can do. And the thing that we often forget is quite possibly the most powerful thing imaginable, to pray. Very important to remember. So always say a prayer, ASAP, whenever you're up against any problem. And also throughout the day, speak to the Lord. Say hello. Share your struggles with him. Let him know that you are suffering. Let him know that you love him. Let him know that you appreciate his gifts. Just get used to speaking with the Lord throughout the day. You're going to see, you'll get to know him in no time. All right. Let's see. I was going to make another point, but I forgot what it was. Anyway, we got some Mass readings to do. We are looking, as we do every Friday, at the Sunday Mass readings, because the reason I do this on Fridays is I want to make sure that you go into Mass and you're prepared. A lot of times, if you don't read the readings in advance, you hear things for the first time. You might not fully understand them. So it's a good idea to get prepared and to really hear the Mass readings before the Mass starts so we can talk about them. With that in mind, let's do these Mass readings from Sunday of the 15th week in Ordinary Time. The first reading is from the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 10 through 14. Moses said to the people, "If only you would heed the voice of the Lord your God and keep his commandments and statutes that are written in this book of the law, when you return to the Lord your God with all your heart and your soul. For this command that I enjoin on you today is not too mysterious and remote for you. It is not up in the sky that you should say, 'Who will go up in the sky to get it for us and tell us of it, that we may carry it out?' Nor is it across the sea that you should say, 'Who will cross the sea to get it for us and tell us of it, that we may carry it out?' No, it is something very near to you, already in your mouths and in your hearts. You have only to carry it out." So many times we get overwhelmed and frustrated because we can't hear the voice of the Lord. And as Moses speaks to the people and he says, "If only you would heed the voice of the Lord your God and keep his commandments and statutes that are written in this book of the law, when you return to the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul. This command I enjoin on you today is not too mysterious and remote for you." And I think we'll see when we look at the gospel that there's a very obvious and basic command from Jesus that gets ignored frequently. That's a big problem. So today, and this is one of the reasons I like to do this show, is because I like to keep things simple and I like to help to make you aware of the obvious, because oftentimes it's the obvious that is the most difficult. The obvious things can be very challenging sometimes because they can easily be overlooked. And that's why I like to try to present these things on the program, because it's very easy to overlook these things. Now, we're going to tie these readings in together, but I just wanted to make that point. As Moses made to his people, the Lord gives us a command. It's not overly complicated. The tricky thing is many of these commands, especially the ones that we've heard numerous times, given to us by the Lord, get ignored because either we don't want to hear them or we think they're not important. Let's keep that in mind as we go through these readings today. The responsorial psalm is Psalm 69. Turn to the Lord in your need and you will live. Now remember, the purpose of us being on earth is eternal life in heaven. That's why we were created. We were created to live with the Lord in heaven, but we have to make it through this life first. This is a test. This isn't our eternal reward. As you probably know, this life can be challenging. But if we expect to make it to heaven, we're going to have to do things a certain way in this world. I pray to you, O Lord, for the time of your favor, O God. In your great kindness, answer me with your constant help. Answer me, O Lord, for bounteous is your kindness. In your great mercy, turn toward me. I am afflicted and in pain. Let your saving help, O God, protect me. I will praise the name of God in song, and I will glorify him in thanksgiving. See, you lowly ones, and be glad. You who seek God, may your hearts revive. For the Lord hears the poor, and his own who are in bonds he spurns not. For God will save Zion and rebuild the cities of Judah. The descendants of his servants shall inherit it, and those who love his name shall inherit it. The Lord loves you. The Lord loves you with an unconditional love. The Lord wants you to get to heaven. The Lord's going to do whatever he can do to make it possible for you to get to heaven. And that sometimes involves sending you some struggles, suffering, things that you would rather not go through. But since he knows what you need, and you often don't know what you need, he's got to allow certain things to happen to make it possible. He's also going to give you the grace that you need to make it to heaven. Now, Jesus redeemed you. He opened the gates of heaven, but you still need to cooperate with his grace in order to get there. Turn to the Lord in your need and you will live. That is it in a nutshell. Every day, pray, give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. If you get used to praying those petitions in the Lord's Prayer, the Lord is going to give you the help that you need. But if you try to do it by yourself, if you try to do it by yourself without his help, good luck. It's not going to work out. Always, always, always seek his help to rise above the many temptations that you will face every day. The second reading is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians, starting almost at the beginning, Colossians 1, verses 15 through 20. Christ Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation, for in him were created all things in heaven and on earth, the visible and the invisible. Whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he himself might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile all things for him, making peace by the blood of his cross through him, whether those on earth or those in heaven. I love the way that this reading starts out. Christ Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For many thousands of years, God's people didn't have a grasp on him. They had a very primitive understanding of who he was, what he did, what he desired, how he wanted them to live. It was primitive. And through the years, he would gradually reveal himself to the people. And we touched on that in last night's show when I read from the Catechism about God revealing himself gradually to the people. And that's what he did. Now, you and I, we benefit from the fact that Jesus Christ came to earth 2,000 years ago, the visible image of the invisible God. He taught us about the Father. When we see Jesus, we have seen the Father. That's what he said. So when we, as we'll do in a minute, as when we look at the gospel and listen to what Jesus says and read about what he did, we are getting an image of the Father. That's a very good thing. See, the Father loves you so much that he doesn't want to remain a mystery. I mean, he's somewhat of a mystery, but he wants to reveal himself even more. He did that with the coming of Jesus Christ into the world. And that gives us the opportunity to really get to know the Father, because Christ is one of us. Christ is human, and he's also divine. He's one person, one divine person with two natures. He has a human nature and a divine nature. So we can get to know a person, because we're humans, we have limitations, easier than we can get to know someone such as God the Father, who is invisible, who is pure spirit. That's challenging. So Jesus became one of us. Jesus suffered as we did, more than we did. And he lived in this world as you and I do. So that's a great gift if we want to get to know our Father in heaven. And Jesus wants us to get to know him. Then we need to just listen to Jesus and get to know Jesus better. He will draw us into relationship with the Father. It's a really good thing. Let's look at this gospel, Luke 10, verses 25 through 37. It's not an easy gospel. This is one that, here's the way we want to look at this. We want to ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, please help us understand what the message is for us. For you and I, there's a specific message. We don't want to read this as a history lesson. We want to read this as, and all these readings, we want to read them as having a specific message to us, because that's what the Word of God is. It is a message to us. There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." He replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that road, but when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to the place, and when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged him. Then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, 'Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back.' Which of these three, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim?" He answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." You know, we are in the year of mercy. We are in the year of mercy. And when we think of mercy, typically what we think of is the fact that God is merciful and that he is constantly showing mercy to us, and that we should ask him to be merciful to us too, because we need that mercy. We certainly do need God's mercy. However, there is another message here as well, and it's one that we can forget, but it's one that we shouldn't forget. And that is, just as God is merciful to you, you need to show mercy to those around you. How often do we do that? Now, here's what I would recommend. I would recommend that you ask the Holy Spirit to tell you who you need to show mercy to and how. And make that an ongoing question. Is there somebody in my life, Holy Spirit, that I need to be merciful to? Now, there is a chance that there are some people who you may not be showing mercy to. That's a very real possibility, and something that we want to really evaluate in our lives. Am I being merciful? Have I forgiven anyone who has offended me? Now, sometimes we can forgive them by saying, I forgive you. Sometimes we don't have that opportunity. But one thing you can always do for someone who has offended you in some way, even if you don't have the ability to speak to them personally, maybe they're out of your life, maybe it's something that took place many years ago, one of the things that you can always do is to pray for that person. You can always pray for that person who may have hurt you in some way. You could pray for them. You can ask God to bless them. Now, it might not feel good, but it's something that you can do, and it's something that you are called to do. Too often we have these grudges, and we make ourselves miserable because we almost feel like we want to punish the person. But really, the person you're punishing is yourself, because you're not obeying the Lord's command to love even your enemies. And you're also making yourself miserable because you're rehashing the offense over and over again. So tonight, I recommend you ask the Holy Spirit, who do I need to be merciful to? And then tomorrow, look for opportunities to show mercy to others. And at the same time, turn to the Lord, especially if you have an unconfessed sin. I like that we're doing this on Friday, because most churches hold confession on Saturday. And ask the Lord in the sacrament of confession to pour forth his mercy on you by absolving you of your sin through the person of the priest. So we are called to show mercy, but we're also called to receive mercy. Sometimes we have to ask for it, especially in the sacrament of confession. If we don't ask for it, we won't necessarily receive it. That's an important concept. We don't want to forget that. So make sure you do that. We are destined to get to heaven. That's what our destiny is. That's where the Lord wants us. But in order to do that, in order for it to be possible for us to go to heaven, we need to make sure that we are following the commands of the Lord, doing what he says. Those commands are black and white. They're very clear. So we can't ignore them. We can't ignore his teachings and expect to get to heaven. These teachings are clearly broken down and explained through the Catholic Church. That's why it's so important to understand the teachings of the Church. If you want to obey the Lord, you have to know what he wants you to do. It only makes sense, right? So we want to do that, and we want to make sure that we're not ignoring people around us. And one of the best ways that we can help someone is spiritually. You talk about showing mercy. Get to know the spiritual works of mercy, as well as the corporal works of mercy. These are ways that we can help those around us, both spiritually and in a bodily way as well. I should probably talk about them on the show sometime. Maybe I'll make it a point to do that. But in the meantime, read over these readings again. Try to let the words sink in. Jesus is here to instruct us. We see it in the gospel. Turn to the Lord in your need. You will live. You'll get to heaven if you listen to his commands. Very simple. The last recorded words of the Blessed Mother in Scripture. Do whatever he tells you. You do that and you are going to be all set. All right, let me check the clock. I am just about out of time. I want to thank you for tuning in today. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. I plan to be back with you on Monday. I hope you'll be able to join me. Please let me know if there's anything that I can do for you. Remember, I am desperately in need of your donations as we go forward, especially in the summer. If you'd like to see the work that I'm doing continue, please continue to pray for me, and your donations are incredibly important. Don't forget the Amazon and Mystic Monk links as well. I am done. Have a wonderful weekend. God bless you. It was so nice to spend time with you. Talk to you next time.